What's up? Keys to success. They spoke to us. Many general conference talks have messages directed to you. See, they spoke to us in the May Ensign and Liahona for ideas on how to apply the conference talks to your life. You can also read, listen to, or watch these talks online at www.lds.org. Years of practicing the piano paid off for Stephen Buse when he took home first prize in the Gina Bockauer International Artist Piano Competition last September. His performance of Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto secured him the first place award. Stephen, who grew up in Othello, Washington, had to compete against people from all over the world, including Japan, Russia, and Germany, in his international competition, which is held in Salt Lake City. However, this was not the first time Stephen has competed in the Bockauer competition. When he was 11, he took part in the junior division and placed fifth. 3 years later, in 1996, Stephen competed again in the junior division and took first place. A few years later, Stephen put his piano career on hold for 2 years to serve a full-time mission in Finland. Read about why he did it in Playing a Different Tune from the August 2001 New Era. Hard-working Texas teens. More than 35 youth from the Austin, Texas Stake recently joined forces with other youth from the Austin area to complete a beautification project at Pioneer Farms, a living history museum. As part of a service project organized by the Stake, the teens planted 116 trees and shrubs and cleared away 7 tractor-trailer loads of brush and debris. The teens worked hard and kept asking what more they could do to help, said Angela Walters, the museum's volunteer coordinator. It really felt like we helped to transform the farm, said Rachel Long, a Laurel from the Pflugerville ward who worked to plant trees. After we planted the trees, it really changed the look of the park. It was hard work, but really fun at the same time. Sister Margaret Easthope, young women president of the Pflugerville ward, said, "The youth had a good time working together, and were excited to see the difference their efforts made. The youth gained a greater appreciation of what hard work means and what it takes to plant so many trees," Sister Easthope said. Modesty in dress and manner will assist in protecting against temptation. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Stay on the High Road, Ensign, May 2004, page 114. End of the section, What's Up?